Newly appointed president of the Goolwa Surf Lifesaving Club has been named Australia's Surf Lifesaver of the Year at a virtual ceremony on Saturday night. Matt Burridge joins me now to discuss. Congratulations, Matt. You must be really stoked with the recognition.
I am. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, really good to have you with us. How was the celebration at the club on Saturday night?
Well, it was pretty exciting. There was a good vibe in the air, so pretty cool when they announced my name. So.
Yeah, I bet. So you were named SA Surf Lifesaver of the Year at the state-based awards. So you were up against quite a few people, weren't you? What was the go on Saturday night?
So each state winner becomes a national finalist, and then there's an independent body from the Surf Lifesaver in Australia that obviously does the judging, and they look at the criteria, and I think I'm the only fourth South Australian to actually win the award. So it's up for the state to actually take away awards and achievements from national. It's pretty good because we've got some really good people across New South Wales and Queensland and Western Australia and Victoria that do a lot of good work as well. So for our little state to be recognised for what we do is pretty good.
Yeah. And your club also picked up a prize from AMPOL and Surf Life Saving Australia last week. Tell us about this.
AMPOL has become a sponsor of Surf Life Saving Australia, and they ran a competition, and we had one of our members, Maria Burr, she entered the competition, and she had to write 100 words while the club needed to gain an IRB, and she was very successful winning the club a one of two IRBs. So,
and that's an inflatable boat, right?
Yeah, it's an inflatable rescue boat, so we use it in the surf. But because we also have the lower lakes, we also use it in the search and rescue in around Malang and the lower lakes of the Murray as well. So it was a very valuable asset for us.
Oh, that's fantastic. And another national recognition, only one other club winning something from that competition. So that's pretty awesome. You recently became president. How is that going?
Oh, it's going pretty well. Certainly a steep learning curve because I'm the first time president. So learning the ropes, just to speak. Speaking to the other presidents on how to make to grow the club. Surf Life Saving, and especially our club, is having some significant challenges moving forward. Obviously with COVID-19, volunteering has dropped away with many organisations. So we are a member-focused organisation, so especially with the club. We're a small club, so when we like to attract some more members, obviously.
Oh, right. And you have a particular passion for getting younger people involved, right? You've worked with the youth program for many years.
The youth is always the future, and I love passing on my skills to our younger members. When I say our young members, that's our teenagers. Mm. Now, we had young Tom Breen, who's one of our youth. He was the youth surf lifesaver youth of South Australia. He's our national finalist. So we can certainly see our results in our program. So that started Sunday mornings, and also we have our nippers as well, which starts at 10 as well.
As well as helping out the community, I'm sure they learn some pretty invaluable lessons, whether it is a young person or someone a bit older who's joining the club.
Yeah, look, the skills that they learn in surf lifesaving is so transferable. Like last January, we had a young member who's below 18. He was on his way home, and he came across two collapsed people in Victor Harbour, and he was able to utilise his skills to have a very confronting situation managed well. He put those skills to use, and he was commended by the attending emergency services on the way he handled the situation. Unfortunately, one person is not with us, but the other person is because of his actions. So,
oh, wow.
You know, those skills are very transferable, and they come out into the community.
So what do you recommend people do if they're interested in learning a bit more about surf lifesaving, and they're not sure yet, but they could potentially become a surf lifesaver in the future?
We don't have to get wet to save a life. That's probably the first thing. There's perception that you have to go out running and swimming to do that. But surf life saving certainly will benefit from anybody who can help fundraise or run social events to support our education and life saving services. You can jump online and look at any club website or Surf Life Saving, South Australia's website, and make the inquiry, and we'll provide you with the information.
Excellent. Oh, well, congratulations again. Really wonderful recognitions to you this year, and thanks for joining me on the program, Matt Burridge.
Thank you very much, Jenny.